Be reverent. You say, what is it, Brother Branham? It's submitting yourself to the Spirit of God. Just knowing how to submit yourself. And you do the same thing. You might not be able to see vision, but you can submit yourself for the working of the Holy Spirit. Now, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, I take every spirit in here under my control for the glory of God. Amen. Now, if the engineer will watch, sometimes I catch on the tape, my voice is not very loud. Now, this young girl standing here, she's a stranger to me. I've never seen her in my life, as I know of. Who it is, I know nothing about it. But God knows all about the child. He knows just exactly what's wrong with her, what she's here for, anything. So, if the angel of the Lord will come now, and to this little lady standing here, speak to her and tell her of something that's been in your life in the past. And we'll bring it up, whatever it is that you know I know nothing about. And us being strangers, and you're probably 14, 15 years old, or maybe not that old, and I'm 45. And so we were born years apart, perhaps hundreds of miles apart, our first time to meet one another. So then it has to come from God, witness, little lady. Then if he will do that, will the audience believe that he's raised from the dead and is living here today, the same yesterday, today, and forever? Well, now, little lady, being the first here, of course, you're conscious that something's going on. Now, just as a child, you are a Christian, you're a believer, because your little spirit feels welcome to you. If it wasn't, just be turning back from it. But you realize that something's going on, don't you? That's the settling of that angel of the law coming down. Now, that will not hurt you. If you just believe on it, and it'll do you good. And now, talking to you, just like the Lord did the woman at the well, then he had to get in contact with her somewhere. So it had to be through spirit. One thing, you're all nervous, upset about something. And you're suffering with a kidney condition. It's in your kidney. That is right, isn't it, sister? God bless your heart, honey. Don't worry. You believe now? All upset. Got kidney trouble. Probably what's making her have kidney trouble. Now, the Lord bless you, my sister. Now, if he's present now to do that for you, then you know me just a man and don't know you. And if he could tell you what your trouble was, well, surely his presence, then do you believe it being the Lord Jesus? Then somehow in this unworthy temple, Jesus Christ speaks to you. Then if I'd lay hands on you according to his word, you'd have to get well if you believe it, isn't that right? The little lady seems to leave from me again. I see a man. It's a man real sick. There's something wrong with. It's your father. It's something he's got a. Oh, he's dying. He's got a head. Something wrong with his head. It's a pressure, something in his head. And the man is dying. Your father. That's. Dear God, be merciful to us. Come to this little child, your Lord, standing here deeply sorrow, broken up. Thou dost know all things, Father. Thou can do all things. And I pray that you'll bless her now. Bless her loved one that's so bad tonight. May the great Holy Spirit be at the room. Stay the hand of death. In this audience, Lord, as believers, we now ask this blessing. This little girl standing here for this, may she receive everything she comes for. In the name of Jesus Christ, as your humble servant, I ask this. Amen. God bless you, honey. God be with you. He said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible. Have faith. Don't disbelieve. Just have faith in God. Don't you believe now with all your heart? The Bible said, he that believeth shall not be condemned. He that believeth shall not be condemned. All right. I see you have a personal worker, lady. But I suppose we're strangers to one another. Just we're strangers. You've seen me. But being a personal worker, of course, you've seen me. But I mean to know one another. We are strangers to each other. But the Lord Jesus knows the soul, doesn't he? Now, if you help me to know you, know something of you, or something in that manner, will you accept me, man? You know, ladies, there's not a way in the world for me to know what you're standing there for. Isn't that right? Not a way in the world. I'm a total helpless when it comes to that. Only by the grace of God would I know. But you're suffering with something in the heart, the heart trouble. That's what it is. True. Now you believe that God will do it. Believe that God would make you well. Now, what it had to do, not knowing what your trouble was, frankly, don't think now what it was, but whatever it was, I've seen something that told me that's what it was. Now, that's enough to make a believer out of you, isn't it? I see you're interested in somebody else, too. That's someone younger than you are. It's your child, it's your daughter. And your daughter is about, it's a domestic trouble in a family. It's, you understand what I speak of? What is in your heart at this time? God bless you. You believe you receive what you ask for? Come here tonight. Almighty God, be merciful now. Let thy spirit come upon this, our sister, as I have my hands laid upon her, and grant unto her, Father God, the deep desire of her heart for that which she asks for. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. God bless you, sister. May he grant you the riches of his blessing. How do you do, lady? Supposing we're strangers to each other, too. Strangers. I don't know you. But Jesus Christ does know you, doesn't he? Somebody touched him. The vision doesn't break, but is right in here. Not beside myself, it's just I can't explain it, you understand? you got lung trouble, have you just come from the hospital or going to one or something? I see a hospital look like a pier. You believe that Jesus Christ will make you well and take the thing away from you? You believe that He'll do it? Will He come near? Precious Lord, I lay my hands upon the woman. Take this shadow of death from her, Father. And may the light of life take its place. Grant it, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name I ask it. Amen. God bless you, lady. Go believe now. Have faith. You're believing with all your heart? Sister, you just bowed your head and said, Lord, have mercy on me. I'm sitting there with nerve trouble, sitting right there. Yes. He heard you. Isn't that what you were praying? If it is, raise up your hand if that isn't right. Been struggling with kind of a mental nervousness, haven't you? You got a habit of dropping things too, haven't you? I see you standing, dropped a plate or something just recently and broke it. That's right. All right. Isn't that right? If that isn't right, raise your hand. See, I don't know you, but God does. Now, you're healed. That's left you. You're going home to be well. Just the patient. Are you believing up there for the caught child, the little girl? You believe God take that diabetes away from her, make her well? You was crying a while ago, wasn't you? Have you got a prayer card? You don't? You don't need one. God bless you, honey. You're sitting up there with your little head down praying then, wasn't you? That's right, you don't raise your little hand like that. See, Jesus heard your prayer and come back and tell me about you. You said, can I be healed tonight, Jesus? Sure you can, sweetheart. Just accept it. That's all you have to do, and you can go home and get well. Let's say praise be to God who gives us the victory. The faithful little child, just only believe. Are you believing? Everybody believing? You can be healed if you just believe. Taking that red dress on you, kind of have a, you were just really thinking then, God, are you going to catch me tonight? That's the truth, isn't it? Not reading your mind, but that's exactly what you said. That's right. Because you won't get over arthritis, don't you? And you also have arthritis, don't you? That's right. All right. Now you can get over it if you your faith touches the Lord Jesus. Amen. Oh, people, how can you turn Him down? How can you say that He's not alive tonight? Why isn't He alive? You're just doing the same thing you did when He was here on earth. Just believing, that's all you have to do. See those people out there without prayer cards, without anything at all. No way you get up here on the platform. But they get their faith away from here down here. And when you do that, it touches it. There's a spirit in you, I'm feeling it. That's exactly right. And if God wanted you, you couldn't hide your life if you had to. All right, now for how do you do, sir? You believe me to be God's servant? The reason I say that, sir, is not for, I'm a full representative of His. But with what little I can and with all my heart, I just love Him with all my heart and all my soul. And I suppose, my brother, that you and I are strangers to each other. Perhaps we've never seen one another in our lives. You have seen me, but I don't know you. You just see me probably by the being in the meetings and things like that. Yes. Well, then, the only way that God would know, that I would know anything about you or what you're here for would be through God. Is that right? Now, if He'd just show me what was wrong with you, the vision's what makes me weak, you see. Or if I'd just, if He'd show me what was wrong with you, well, that would be enough for you. You'd believe it then, wouldn't you? With all your heart. If you possibly can, be just as reverent. Now, my brother, of course, there's spirit all around everywhere. Your brother, myself, it's in a different world now. But you're moving away from me. And I see you suffering with a heart trouble. Caused by nervous condition, it causes the heart trouble. It's a nervous condition. That is right. You got a wife that's sick too. Has a colon trouble, like some kind of trouble. You got a, I see a daughter. You got a daughter that's a spastic or something. You have, and you got another daughter that suffers a nervous trouble. She's something around school. Isn't she a teacher? Something around school. That's right. School teacher. Those things are true, sir. Now, that wasn't me talking. That was my voice, but it was him talking. Now, whatever he told you, it's the truth. Well, he was the same one who said, here, if they lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. You believe that? Then come near. Almighty God, author of life, giver of every good gift, send thy blessings upon the man, and give to him, Father, the desire of his heart. I ask this in Jesus' name, the Son of God. Amen. God bless you, my brother. How do you do, sir? We're strangers to each other, I suppose, sir. My talking to the people that seems like everybody. I just want to talk to you a minute. I see you got the book and the picture there. I hope you enjoy it and God blesses you with reading it. We are strangers to one another. I've never seen in my life as I know of. We're totally strangers to each other. Then if there's anything concerning you, or what you're here for, God will have to give it to me in some way. If I, by the Spirit of God, will know these things just exactly like Jesus did when he was here, then you'll have to know it comes from some supernatural resource. Then will you accept it to be from God? God bless you. Will the audience do the same thing? I wish I could just have more strength to go along, but just to speak to you a minute. You're suffering with a nervous condition. Right? You're a wonderful person, though. You got a strong spirit. Vision breaks quickly for you. You're a disabled veteran. You got a wife
You're a married man. She's felt the nervousness too. You're from Texas. You're here and you're in a business, some kind of, you're in a filling station business, son. Filling station. You got a call in your life for the ministry you feel like you have, and you're trying to accumulate money to go to a school somewhere to learn about something about it. That's true. You believe?
Yes.
Well, then, thus saith the law, go and receive what you said. You believe that the Lord Jesus healed you while you were sitting there? You were. God bless you. You can go now and be made well. Mother, you believe Jesus is going to take that arthritis away from you or go get well? Just go and say, thank you, Lord Jesus. Just having headaches, aren't you? Been having all kinds of headaches. God bless you. Sitting next to you, they're having trouble in your ears, aren't you? You believe Jesus is going to make you well? The lady sitting right there has got something wrong with her eyes. Got a tumor on your eyes, haven't you, lady? Put your hands over your eyes and wipe them off that way. Now go and see Jesus Christ make you well. Praise be to God. Have a lady trouble and also arthritis. You believe Jesus is going to make you? God bless you then. Go. God make you well. Go rejoicing, happy. Your trouble's in your back, isn't it, lady? You want to be well? Walk out there and stoop down like this and bend your back down and say, Jesus, I accept it. Then go and Jesus Christ will make you well. Let's say praise the Lord. Brother, you want to go eat your supper? Be well again? All right, go. The altar is left and you can go and make well. Come. You believe? Ladies, you believe?
I believe.
With all your heart?
With all my heart.
Then you won't have to be operated on. The tumor will leave you and you can go home. Diabetes is enough for Jesus Christ to heal. Amen. You believe him? You want to get over the tumor also? God bless you. Then go and be made well in Jesus. Have faith in God. Stand still. Are you all together? Just the rest of the line? All right, to you, young lady. Have faith now. Believe with all your heart. As a dark shadow of death hangs over this land, this lady's the caretaker for these. These people are Indians. You come from an Indian school. You've been put out of the school because of TB. They say that the children are all going to die. This is the father. Look on me, sir. This lady here, by working, has contracted TB and is working in her faith. You feel that you got a call to the ministry. You want to preach the gospel. You. The shadows of death over the children. You believe me to be God's prophet? You believe that this shadow can be moved tonight? You can go back to your people with these children, get well and live? Will you go preach the gospel and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, the Almighty God? In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, I condemn every demon power. I take the curse off of this people here, and the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, may every evil spirit depart from this place, this building, away from these people. Come out, Satan! I cure thee in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Now there's some sick people here to be prayed for. And if we haven't got cards out or a thing to bring the people to put them in line. So I'm going to ask you, I believe you see him lead a man in just now and set him out here. There was a man I sat between two brothers there this morning. And I was sitting there and know that they're both needing healing. Then back there in the back, I seen someone else come in that I know was very sick. Now if you believe me to be his servant. Now look, what is this? In the Garden of Eden, the fellowship of God and His masterpiece, His human being, was perfect. God was right along watching Adam. Now, if the blood of Jesus Christ has cleansed us from sin, what is God again? Right here in fellowship again. Here He is. We're in fellowship. That's Him that you feel in your heart. That's Him that made you forget all the troubles that's gone away. That's what did it. Now, that same Lord Jesus that died for your sins has died for your sicknesses. Now, you can never, no matter what takes place, you can never, never, never get anywhere with Him until first you believe it in your heart that He died for your sin or your sickness. Is that right? Now, there is such a thing as gifts. That's right. And God, by His grace, has given a gift. That you could stand here and it would tell you who you was probably, where you come from, what about it, and where your sickness and what your outcome's going to be. That might be so. But it would be based upon what? Upon nothing but the Word of God. See? Upon your personal faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's exactly right. Now, don't you believe that His Spirit can move in this building and heal every sick person? My sick brother, you believe that? You believe that there, knowing that you, the only thing you can do is either accept Him or die, because cancer would kill you. You'd have to die, see? And don't you believe that Jesus Christ would make you well? There's only one hope that you have, and that's in Him, isn't it, brother? And that's the only way you can ever be well? Now, doctors just give you up. They ain't nothing they can do about it. Cancer is going right on through and it's going to kill you. Now, that's all they can do. They're honest men. They've looked at you. Miss Morgan, are you standing back there somewhere? I thought I'd seen you come in a while ago. Mrs. Morgan, Turner, can you look around, sir? Just kind of look your head around. Stand up, Mrs. Morgan, if you would, just a moment. There's a lady nurse, one of my first cases. About 12, 14 years ago, was dying here, just had a bunch of skeletons and bones, and she was the cancer case. Eat up with cancer all through her. Look at her now. Would you like to have health like that again? What happened? She believed the very same thing that I'm asking you to believe. And she wouldn't, no matter, you couldn't make it anything else. The doctor comes to, well, just about another few hours or another few days, she'll be gone. Others in here, here sits a lady here a few Easters ago, right here playing the piano, dying with cancer. They're just everywhere in here, see, dying with cancer. Now what happened? Did everyone come get healed? No, some of them believed it up here in their head. But some of them looked up to God and they come down here. I don't care what the doctor says or anybody else says. It's soul. See? It's soul because it's here. Can you believe it like that? You believe that He is going to let you live, my brother? Would you serve God all your life if He had let you live? Would you do it? With all your heart? And you believe that Jesus died to make you well, my brother? God bless your heart. I believe you will receive it right. Frankly, I believe you have now. See? Because just the minute you believe, that's when you receive it. Now, how many with Him that's sick will stand to your feet just a minute? That sick will stand with this brother? Just stand up to your feet. God bless you. Just stand up. Just remain standing a minute. That's right. That's right. Now, will you stand, my brother? All right? Now, won't some well person standing near them put your hands over on them? Will you do it? Somebody turn around and put your hands on these people. That's right. Oh, what a time. Great position for you. I'm responsible for the Word. I tell you by the Word of God that Jesus Christ, the one who died to have this fellowship, is right here now. He's in the building right now with you all. That's Him. The thing isn't touching one another or touching me or touching some preacher. It's touching Him.
Amen.
See, it's touching Him. Do you believe now that your faith has reached up to a place that you feel in your heart you're going to be well? If you do, say amen. Now, bow your head. Now, I want each one of you to... I'm going to repeat this prayer, and you pray it from your heart. Now, you just say the things that I say. Dear God, I come to Thee now, believing that You gave Jesus to heal my body and to save my soul. I accept Him as my Savior, and I now accept Him as my healer. Your servants, the doctors, have done all they can do for me, but they're just man, and they can't go no farther. So I bring my body to You, the great Creator, the one who made me. You know every part of me. And I believe now in my heart that I'm going to be well. Because I'm standing believing it. And on the basis of the shed blood, I believe. And in my heart, something's happened. And I know I'm going to be well. And I give Thee praise for it now, Lord. In my time,
yes,
to Your service,
Lord,
I believe.
Amen.
Now, with your heads bowed,
amen,
keep that in your heart. Keep that confessing.
Amen.
Lord, I believe. Right now, what's the matter? You're healed.
Thank You.
The Holy Spirit, that truth, that faith has moved down into your heart. Now, I'm going to pray for you. And the thing I'm going to do is to pray and cast away that evil, that doubt that would hang around you and make it leave you, so you go out of here real thankful. Now, Heavenly Father, I come to Thee as Your unprofitable servant, but I'm remembered as my fingerprints is on this altar here. I'm remembering the years that I've served You here. I'm remembering the angel who's met me here. I remember His words to me. And what You would do if I'd ask and get the people to believe. And I'm coming now, Lord, to this evil's power of doubt that would hover around these people to make them disbelieve in any manner. I'm coming through the blood of the Lord Jesus. I'm coming by that welcome mat that's laid out to me this morning.
Amen.
Bringing every one of these souls, like I did that little Indian girl,
yes,
right up to the white throne of God, standing under and watching the holy angels flying with wings over their face.
Amen.
And I'm presenting them to Thee this morning, Lord, and applying the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ upon them. And I condemn every devil of doubt, every darkness, every shadow of death. In the name of Jesus Christ, come away from these people that they might return and be whole and well. Grant it, Almighty God, through Jesus, the Son of God, I pray it. And say it that it shall be so. Amen. Raise up your hands now and say, thank You, Lord, for my healing. Look at her. That's the way. Thank You, Lord, for my healing. All around. That's there. I've seen a man here. Sir, you won't have to be led out. You have strength of your own. God gives you strength.
Today are many who are waiting. We thank thee for thy healing power. Now we ask with all of our heart, Lord, that you'll grant the things that we have asked. Do it for the glory of God. We pray through Jesus' name. Amen.
All right, now let's just be as reverent as we can. Remember, I do not know this is all just moving out in God. Now, there is people in the prayer line that I know. Brother Wood stand there, I know him. I know the second, third person behind that one. I know them. I know this lady sitting here, the first lady. I don't know what's wrong with her, but I know she's there. I guess that's about the limit of who I know in the prayer line. There's many out here who I do not know, and you yourselves are witnesses of these things, and I do not know you, but Jesus Christ knows you, doesn't he? Now, how many out there doesn't have prayer cards, and you want to be healed anyhow? Raise your hands up, way up, way up. That's fine. God bless you. All right. Without prayer cards. Now, I ask you to do this. If the Holy Spirit comes and anoints, you look this way and believe with all your heart.
Amen.
You just look and say, Lord, I truly believe with all my heart. If you'll do that, God will grant to you your healing. I believe it with all my heart. Now, don't move around. Be real reverent. Just be as reverent as you can be. Now, let's pray again. Now, I want to ask you with your heads bowed, if Jesus has risen from the dead, now, this is not to heal you. This is only a vindication that he has risen from the dead. If Jesus Christ has raised from the dead, as far as salvation and healing, he has already purchased that at Calvary. Is that right? Say amen.
Amen.
There's nothing he could do, only do something, a way of a sign or a wonder that would make you know that he has raised from the dead. If he would do that one time, the same things that he did when he was here on earth, you ought to accept him. Is that right?
Yes.
Will you do it? If you will, raise your hands. If he'll perform one thing like he did when he was here on earth, will you accept it? God bless you. 100%. Now, Father, I pray that you'll be merciful. And now, for your glory, Lord, I pray that you'll grant it right here, today in the tabernacle, to settle it forever, that you have rose from the dead.
Amen.
Now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask this blessing for God's glory. Amen. Now, for the glory of God, and for the power of His resurrection, for the omnipotence of God, I now take every spirit in here under my control in the name of Jesus Christ. So do as you're told. And now I want that lady here to stand right here by the microphone. I hold the lady, I think her name is Sutton, I'm not mistaken.
No, Cobb.
Oh, Cobb, I'm sorry. I've seen the woman before. So she comes here to Tabernacle once in a while. And now, but I know nothing of what's wrong with her. But now the only way that I would have of knowing that would be some way that God would have telling me. Isn't that right, Mrs.?
Yes, it is.
Cobb?
It's right.
Cobb, is your name now?
Yes.
All right. All right, Mrs. Cobb, the only way that I know that what was wrong with you would be God would have to reveal it to me.
Yes.
And then if He would do that, that would have to come through a supernatural power that doesn't belong to human beings. It would have to come from divine power. Isn't that right?
That's right.
And then in doing so, would that make you believe that I told you the truth about His resurrection?
Yes.
Would it make you believe it, friend?
Amen.
Now, what if Jesus was standing here with this suit on that He gave
Praise
me?
Praise the Lord.
And he was standing here. If it's now, the woman may have financial trouble. She may have domestic trouble. She may have sick trouble. I don't know. God knows that. I don't know. I can't tell you. It may be that she's done something in her life that's caused ever what her trouble is to come up on her. I don't know. God does. I don't. But He can tell me.
Amen.
Well, that's what it is. Jesus said, I do nothing except the Father shows me. It has to come through that. Now, what I'm doing to this woman here will be not reading her mind. No, sir. God forbid. God knows that that's wrong. It will be God in heaven, my judge, knows that's wrong. Not reading her mind, but it'll be through the power of the resurrection.
Amen.
Jesus Christ
praise
in His church.
God.
Look at Peter and them when they stood there and looked upon the people. How Paul and different ones looked upon the people. And they perceived that there were certain things that were wrong. Jesus talking to the woman at the well, He carried a conversation with her. Now we all know that, St. John, the fourth chapter. He talked to the woman at the well. And while talking to the woman at the well, He was merely catching her spirit. The Father had told Him to go up by the way of Samaria.
Yes.
Jericho, where He was going, is right straight down like this from Jerusalem. But He went way around Samaria because the Lord told Him to go up there. And He sat there on the well, sent His disciples away. He knew the woman was coming. When she come with her water pot, He said, bring me a drink. She said, not customary for you to ask me such. He said, but if you know who you were talking to, you'd ask me for a drink. I'll give you waters you didn't come here to draw. Is that right?
Yes.
Then, after the conversation went on a little while, He finally found just exactly where her trouble was.
Yes.
Said, go get your husband.
Yes.
She said, I have none. Said, that's right. That's right. Said, you have five, and the one you have now is not your husband. She said, I perceive that you're a prophet. I know when Messiah cometh, He'll do this.
Praise
or He'll tell us things. But who are you? He said, I'm He that speaks to you.
Amen.
Now, that was Jesus yesterday.
Thank
that's
the
Jesus
Lord.
Today.
Praise
now, in order to you... lady, the only way that I have a knowing would be had to be some kind of a contact between you and I with God that would make it known. Have you ever seen that picture they've taken of the angel of the Lord standing behind me, that light? You know?
Yes.
You have seen one of those. As a church here, oh, you've seen them here in a church, of course. Now, that is what I'm trying to get close to us now. Now, that light is the same pillar of fire that led the children of Israel, which was Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Right. The angel of the covenant. He was in a supernatural form then of light. He came down with flesh. He said, I came from God and I go back to God.
Praise
a little while the world won't see me no more, yet you'll see me. The world is the unbeliever.
Yes.
You'll see me, for I'll be with you to the end of the world.
God. Yes, praise
now the Lord be blessed. And you know that something is taking place. Now to the audience, I want you to be reverent. But now that same light, thanks be to God,
Amen.
Is coming in here to my right side. It's moving between me and the woman. Now her life could not be hid. Now, my sister, that what is on you now, it's nothing to hurt you. It's to help you. It's the only way of salvation.
Praise the Lord.
You are here. No, you don't live here in the town. You live in New Albany.
Yes.
You live in New Albany. And
praise
you're under a doctor's care. And the doctor has told you that it's some kind of a thing, something in your throat. It's a bronchial condition in your throat. And he told you and advised you to leave this country. That it's the only way you could get well.
Do
you believe that the Lord Jesus can
help
you? Our Heavenly Father, laying hands upon the woman while being in the anointing of the Holy Spirit, I condemn this trouble that you have healed. Father, Calvary, and ask that she go to be free. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray. Amen. Go in peace. God bless you and be with you. Now, may the Lord be blessed. Be reverent. Now, watch. Have faith in God. Don't doubt. Now, I want you to look this way, lady. Now, the one who is, we're in his presence, knows all things, and knows you from the very beginning. He fed you every bit of the food you've ever eaten. He knows all about you. I may not know you, but God knows you. He knows who you are, where you're from, all about you, what you've done in your life. And he's the only one that can heal you or do for you what you're desiring to be done. You know that I don't know it. God alone would have to reveal it to me. Is that the truth? Raise up your hand if that's the truth.
That's the truth.
All right, you look this way just a minute. Just a moment. Now, everyone reverent, here's the angel of the Lord standing right here. It's over this little girl sitting right here.
Praise the Lord.
The little girl is there with her loved one. The child suffers with some kind of a condition in the throat. It's a throat condition.
Praise the Lord.
Tonsil condition. That's right. Isn't it, sir? Put your hand over on her. Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Satan is exposed, and I rebuke that demon that's holding the girl. Come out of her. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you.
Brother, you've come a long ways to bring the child, but don't worry. You'll take her home now to be well. Your faith has saved you. Have faith in God. You're not from Jeffersonville either. You're from away from Jeffersonville. You come from the east, coming west when you come here. And you come down a road, a concreted road. And you're from a town that sets kind of to the right of the road. It's some kind of a government affair around there. It's Edinburgh, Indiana.
Right.
You're from Edinburgh, Indiana.
Right.
And your name, I see, Aura, is Denton.
That's right.
Your name is Denton, and you're suffering with heart trouble.
Yes.
Go back home well.
Amen.
Your faith is in the name of the Lord. Amen. 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 God bless you.
Praise
have faith in God.
Lord.
Believe with all your heart. Now, to the people, have faith. Don't doubt. Just believe now. You believe him?
Amen.
Oh, my. This, not me, him. He's the resurrected Jesus. He's the one that shared it. This is the same things he did. That's right. The very same things that he did. Now, lady, you and I are meeting here this morning. God knows both of us. I know nothing about you. You're aware of that. But God knows you. He knows me. And His Spirit is here between us. I want to ask you something so that this tabernacle would know. All your life, you've never felt like you're feeling right now. Right? Because you're in the presence of His omnipotent being. Did you ever see that picture of the light? That's just exactly what's making you feel that way. I'm living in another world at the time. I can see you, just make out there's someone standing before me. And you know it's a loving, sweet, humble feeling. That's the Lord Jesus that raised from the dead. He returns the spirit life, God. And now He's here with us. To the end of the world, He'll be with us. You are a Christian. You're a believer. And you're not standing here for yourself. You're standing here for a man. And that man is your husband. And that man has a rupture. And another thing I've seen, he's drinking at a bar. He's an alcoholic. He drinks. And you come for deliverance from the man. Is that right? Now you know, lady, them things are beyond any human mind. Isn't that right? That has to be revealed by God. You believe for it now? Almighty God, who raised up Jesus from the dead, and we're here today enjoying the resurrection blessing, I bless this thy handmaid, and may she receive that which she's asked for. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, my sister. Go receive whatever you have asked for. God grant it. You believe?
Amen.
All right, sir, look on me. I mean, not look, I mean, like Peter and John passed in the gate called Beautiful, they said, look on us. I guess we're strangers to one another. We don't know each other. Perhaps our first time of ever seeing each other. Is this our first visit, ever time to see one another? All right. Then we're perfect, total strangers. I never seen you and you've never seen me. And here we are two men met here in life. God knows us both, doesn't He, sir?
He does.
He certainly does. And now if there's anything concerning you, something happened, I'd be reverent, everyone. A lady sitting here praying. Like back here, she's bothered with constipation. Stand up just a minute, lady. That is the truth, isn't it? And you have a fluttering around your heart. It's nothing but constipation. Because you're nervous and upset. But you're going home to get well. I see it turning light around you where it was dark. Don't fear. Just see. You don't need a prayer card. The only thing you need is faith. Just have faith in God. God bless you, lady. Believe with all your heart. Now as the evil spirit begins to move across this section here, there's someone calling. Prayer is being made. I see a dark streak moving from a woman to a man. It's an evil thing. And it's right under the rib. I see a examination. Or it's a little man sitting here praying, wiping his eyes. God bless you, brother. Have faith. You believe me to be God's prophet? You accept me the same way? Now the same thing's wrong with you is wrong with that woman sitting over yonder looking right at me on the end of the row. Right out there with a little round hat on. There's a dark strain. The lady looking across this lady's head looking at me right, yeah, with her hand up. That's it, lady. That's right. Here it is coming from one to the other. It's evil powers pulling a dark streak. You got trouble. It's right under your side here. It's a gallbladder condition. That lady over there has your both healed. Jesus Christ makes you well. The evil power leaves and you're going to be made free. Have faith. Just a moment, the Holy Spirit's in the audience working with people out there. That lady with her hands up is a lady sitting right next to her. And I see her examination. She's got something wrong in the intestinal tract. That is right, lady. You believe that God will make you well? You have intestinal trouble. That's right. You raise up your hand. You accept Jesus now as your healer? In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who's here to make known? Receive your healing in the name of Jesus Christ. I see a lady with something around her head. It's seemingly, oh, it's a lady sitting right behind her. The second lady sitting in there. She's having some kind of headache, constantly headache. Looking towards me. Do you believe, lady, sitting there, a little gray-headed woman, that God will heal you? Do you believe with all your heart? That's right. God bless you. It's over. You can go home now. It left you right then. If that's right, raise your hand. Raise your hand up. If that's right, it's gone from you. You are healed. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Come believing.
Thank you, Lord.
The Holy Spirit moving in the line. Oh, how wonderful. Do you believe him? Look what he's doing. I wish I could explain to my church what this healing is. How it is in another world. You have to wonder whether you're really at the tabernacle or not. Be reverent. Be reverent. I see someone coming from a way away. It's coming in a place. It's a man. He comes from a country where there's a lot of trees. It's Virginia. Several arthritis. You believe God heals you and makes you well? You accept it? You do? You come from Virginia, you're healed with arthritis. Is that right? All the way down? Yes, sir. You are healed now. You can go back and your heart trouble is left. You turn out of the line and go back. You're well. God makes you well. My faith has saved me. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You believe he's raised from the dead? The infallible proofs of his resurrection. Have faith. Now, excuse me, sir. I'm sorry to hold you. I have no control of this. It controls me, not me yet. It controls me. I can tell I'm getting terribly weak, but I know I'm near somebody, a gray-headed man. I know you're wearing glasses, which that would be something wrong with you, be your eyes. But God knows all about you, sir. That's right. You are here to be healed of you're nervous, really upset. It's caused by a prostate trouble. You have a prostate trouble. If that's right, raise your hand. And you also have a heart trouble. That's right. You do. And look, I see your, I've never seen you in my life, but your initials is A.A. Miller. All right, you're at Mount Bower. You're on your road home to be well. God bless you. Go rejoicing. And Mr. Mills, it's easy for you. Now you are to go believing with all your heart. I'm a stranger to you. Don't know you. But God does. Is that right?
Amen.
You feel that everything is going all right now. God bless you. Go home and be well. Every one of you!
Amen.
What's heart drops into God? He can make it well at any time. He can send you back to Campbellsburg where it is a well woman. You believe it? I don't know you. Never seen you in my life. I'm a stranger to you, but he knows you and who you are and where you're from. Is that right? He's revealed it to you. Is that right? Well, do you believe this anointing that's on me now? That knows you and everything about you. I've never seen you before. If I lay my hands on you, will you be well?
Yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ, I rebuke the devil. Satan, you are exposed. You pull these people through the gutters long enough. Come out of the woman. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Go on your road happy. The trouble's in your back, but God can make you well, can he? Then he, do you believe that he done it? If you believe it with all your heart, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, I rebuke the sickness. May you go and be made well. God bless you. Go believing with all your heart. Come, will you, with all your heart. Now, do you believe? I'm a stranger to you. I don't know you, know nothing about you. Never seen you in my life as far as I know. But God Almighty knows you, doesn't He? He knows all about you. He knows who you are. Knows everything. I don't have no way of knowing, but He does. But do you believe that you're standing in the presence not of your brother, but of Him that looked upon the woman and told her where her trouble was? I see between you and I comes a table, and you're moving back from it. You got stomach trouble. That's caused from a peptic ulcer in the stomach. Now you go eat your dinner. Jesus Christ makes you well. Go believing with all your heart. Come, young fella. You believe me to be His prophet? With all your soul, you accept it. I'm a stranger to you, but God knows you. Isn't that right? You want to get over the heart trouble and be made well? All right, go on your road rejoicing. Your faith makes you whole, heals you, makes you well. Will you come, lady? You had stomach trouble too. And when that lady was healed just a few minutes ago of stomach trouble, a real strange feeling come over you, didn't it? You were healed the same time. Go on your road and eat your dinner and be made well. I want to say something, my brother. God knows you. Between you and I, sense a dark shadow. It's a disease that kills more people than anything else. It's heart trouble. You have a leak in your heart. And they tell you that you can't get over it. But God knows that you can. Do you believe that God will heal you right now?
Yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ, receive your healing and go off this platform a well man. Don't give Him praise and glory to God. The same thing was wrong with you. Cause of a nervous heart, oh, your condition. That's right. Now you believe that you're healed, then you return to your home rejoicing and be made well for the glory of God. Look here, lady. Do you believe? Just a minute. We're strangers to each other. We do not know each other. But there's a horrible shock come from the platform or the public when the lady walked up here. Oh, it's all over the audience. Look this way just a minute. You know, lady, me never seen you in my life. I know nothing about you. Only God alone knows you. But I see you. You're all upset. It's nervousness. You got a mental break. You drop things all the time. I see you dropping dishes and things. And you were praying just before you come here in a chair sitting by near the floor. And you asked God if you could get over here and I'll lay hands on you to get well. Isn't that right? Raise up your hands. That's right. It's a spirit. That thing over the audience. That little lady sitting right there. A Bible teacher. Sitting there suffering with the same thing. The devil's lying to you, lady. You're ready to be delivered. They're all over the building here, everywhere. Here's just another one right here. There's one right yonder. Here's one here. Oh, every one of you is in trouble. Stand up on your feet just a minute. If you will, stand to your feet. Now bow your head, everybody. Oh, Satan, you evil spirit. You're exposed. Come out of these people. I rebuke you. Jesus Christ, leave these people. Come on. Look here now, lady. Just a minute. Now you're free. It's all gone from you. I want to ask every one of you healed. The whole group of you healed. The evil has left you. Now you feel real quiet. You're all right now. Now go on your road happy, rejoicing, thanking God for it. All right, come, sir. You and I are strangers to each other. We do not know one another. I've never seen you in my life. God knows you. Look here, sir. Just look at me just a moment. Now to the audience. Here's a stranger. I've never seen the man. I don't know him, never seen him. God knows that. As far as I know, I've never seen him in my life. But I declare that Jesus raised from the dead. That the same things that Jesus did when he was here in a body that you could see is right here today doing the same thing. He's raised from the dead into the life forevermore. Blessed are your eyes who see these things and believe on the Lord Jesus. This man, a stranger, I've never seen him, and perhaps he's never seen me. If I've ever seen him, God knows I don't remember. He said he was a stranger to me.
but God knows him. If God will reveal to that man standing there, a total stranger to me, just exactly what's wrong with him, all about it, tell about what's wrong with him, whatever it is, and he knows that I know nothing about it, will you accept Christ as your healer, every one of you? The buildings begin to fade away and come back. If you only realize the reason I'm talking to you, friend, you go into another world. You're a different place. You're way down the stream of time in somebody's life, seeing them, who they are and where they are. You don't realize. I realize it isn't working perfectly in here because it's home. That's right. But you see that he's raised from the dead. You see that I've told you the truth. Now, look on me, sir, just a minute. Just in order that you and I could come in contact with the Lord Jesus. If I be his servant, Jesus said, the things that I do shall you also. A little while and the world will see me no more. That's the unbelievers. They're out to ball games and swimmings and so forth. They'll never see him. But ye shall see me, for I'll be with you, in you, to the end of the world. Then if he's raised from the dead and he's standing here this morning and this anointing that I have now isn't mine but it's his, then you couldn't hide your life if you had to, because we're in contact with one another by spirit beings. If God can reveal to me what you're standing there for, will you accept it with all your heart? You will do it. You're suffering with a stomach trouble.
Right.
Exactly. And the reason of it is because it's caused from a nervous condition. And it's not a nervous, outward shaking nervous. I see you're a deep thinker. You're always planning something, crossing bridges before you ever get to them. You make things that never does come to pass. And you've been told that before. That's right. But it don't do any good to tell you but now it will, because you're healed. You're going home a well man. Jesus Christ has made you whole. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, I rebuke every evil spirit that haunted this man, and may he go in peace through Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you. Are you believing?
Amen.
All your heart?
Amen.
Do you believe Jesus Christ rose on Easter? Do you believe his presence is here now? Will you obey me as his prophet? If you'll do it, it's so every one of you can be healed right now. Every person in your earth can be made well. Do you believe it? Then bow your head. Almighty God, author of life, giver of every gift, send thy divine blessing upon this audience. And now, as your spirit moving and this audience here in this condition, I rebuke every unclean spirit, every demon that's bound the sick people. Christ is here who opened the doors and set the captive free, and every one of them's free because Jesus raised from the dead and proves himself here today. Satan, come out of the people in the name of Jesus Christ. And everyone now that believes, I don't care what condition, you on the crutches there, raise up. Every person, raise up in the name of Jesus Christ.